Manhattan-born Everett Sloan first set foot on stage at age 7 in the role of Puck in a school production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. At 18, he dropped out of the University of Pennsylvania to join a stock company. Poor reviews convinced Sloan that his future did not lie in the theater, so he secured a job as a Wall Street runner, only to return to acting after the 1929 crash. He went into radio playing anything and everything. He was the standard voice of Adolf Hitler on The March of Time, but most famous for his role as Captain Kennelly on 21st Precinct. He then made his Broadway bow with Orson Welles' Mercury Theater. Welles brought Sloan to Hollywood in 1940 to play the weazened Mr. Bernstein in the cinema classic Citizen Kane. Sloan remained a Mercury associate until 1947, when he played the crippled attorney Bannister in Welles' Lady from Shanghai. Outside the Welles orb, Sloan was seen in the 1944 Broadway hit A Belle for a Donna and starred as the ruthless business executive in both the television and screen versions of Rod Serling's Patterns. Sloan's additional TV work included a 39-week starring stint on the syndicated series Official Detective, the voice of Dick Tracy in a batch of 130 cartoons produced in 1960 and 61, and several episodic TV directorial credits. Reportedly depressed over his encroaching blindness, Everett Sloan committed suicide at age 55. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Fred Bertelson, your announcer.